Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, you guys.
Welcome, everybody, to the show.
That song, I did one of my classic things that I do, which is like, if you don't like a song, you just haven't listened to it enough times. But usually when I hear something I don't like it, I give it 100 listens. And I come out a complete believer.
Yeah. That is one that I actually knew right away from the get-go.
You know.
I saw that in the movie, and in the movie, and when it's released, it's kind of like, Bradley Cooper's kind of like, what is this fucking garbage? Like, you sold out. And I was like, I think he doesn't get it.
No. Actually. Well, it's ironic because it's like, well, he doesn't get it because he's not gay.
Right, exactly.
But by the way, he's gay.
I mean, in real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I heard that so is like Brad Pitt or something.
Yeah,
like, I heard
George
that.
Clooney or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That's one of those things where it's just like, why not just say it?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, my thing with Brad Pitt is that I think he's so hot.
Right. You know he's kind of in trouble.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Why?
Well, he's kind of a bad person.
What happened?
Well, because of
Someone else, whatever, say offline.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Some people?
Is that why you're looking at me like, oh, good?
But it's all right.
You know who else I think is hot? A lot of people who are not good.
Yeah. It's an important lesson. You know, sometimes your attraction is not always the best gauge of like if people are good or not.
That's not where my morality lies.
No, exactly.
And I don't support him with my coins.
Mm-hmm.
I did see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but that genuinely was an accident. I mean, I would have never signed up to see that.
Yeah, I know. That's like, the life just takes you there.
No,
it takes $20, or like, I guess I'm doing it.
I would never want to watch a movie. First of all, with so many guys in it.
Yeah, totally.
But then they go to that commie with all those girls. I'm like, all right, let's start talking.
Mm-hmm. Now, something like this is a little more interesting to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Then there's all this murder, spoiler, and it's like, you know what? Don't die.
Yeah.
In a movie. Dying in a movie is so cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a shortcut to like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then the character dies.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah.
You wish. You know what I mean? Why don't you write something actually happened in life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, that's not true to life. That doesn't happen.
It's like when you're watching a movie and then at the end it's like, oh, and that was on 9/11. And it's like, you know what? You can't just do that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, think your story has to hold water when it's not 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit cheap. You know, I was like, yesterday or 2 days ago, I was watching the new HBO movie. TV show miniseries, The Last of Us. You guys know about it?
I'm going to watch it, so watch the hell out.
I won't say spoilers.
Okay.
I won't. Okay. But it's like.
Actually, you can.
Okay. Yeah. And by the way.
No, wait. Don't.
I got so scared watching it that I had to read the full plot synopsis to remember that it wasn't real. Yeah. So I actually didn't. So I spoiled it for myself. But the whole time I was watching it, I was like, something about this is not working for me. And I kept like trying to figure out like what it was. And like I was like, there should be like more like girls, I think. Like I want more like girls, and they're talking to each other. And maybe the stakes could be a little lower. Like this is a little bit like extreme. And maybe it could be like.
Yeah, you want like The View.
Right, I wanted, I was like, I need four girls, and they go to a coffee shop, and they talk and chat about their lives. And then,
you're like, maybe it's like
for
daily topics.
Yeah, exactly.
News, but also
people from different political spectrums. I'm like, okay. Me as a network executive giving notes, I was like, let's cut the zombie stuff. Pedro Pascal, you're okay, but maybe try to be a little bit more feminine and have some ideas, get into a fight with Joy, maybe.
Right.
It'd be funny if Joy Behar were in The Last of Us.
I would love that for
as
her,
herself.
But I don't think she wants it.
I know, but I want it. Does that count for nothing?
You should be able to make Joy Behar do whatever you want. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone should have their own one of Joy.
Uh-huh.
She could be smaller. Uh-huh. It could be like a pocket thing. Mm. I'm kind of on an inventing kick right now. Like.
This is very like Megan, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There should be a horror movie, but
Megan.
It's... Yeah. But we should do that. Okay, here's a pitch. Megan, but it's Joy Behar.
It's the doll.
It's the doll.
And the girl and the mother girl. She's amazing. She's like so dropped in.
That would
and
be.
And they all feel so different. Like
being John Malkovich kind of thing, where it's just like she's every character and everybody's like, she is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Really
the
cool.
range.
I'm in.
You know, I love The View, but I love even more The Real. Do you guys watch The Real? Okay.
So then explain what it is.
The Real is like The View, but it's just a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Lonnie Love on mm-hmm. it, who is awesome, mm-hmm. and Adrian from the Cheetah Girls. It's just fun like that. And they're just a little more real, honestly. Yeah. And there's no Republicans, which is like an amazing
thing. That is a huge... The View gets bogged down a little bit in that stuff sometimes.
But the Real is not conservative. Like, sometimes the question will be like, by the way, I got canceled, so this is all past tense. But, but it's like when you're reading a book and they only use present tense and you're like, what? Like, right now? Or what?
She's walking over there. No, she's not. That's not true at all.
He picks up the pen. Well, when?
You know, I used to have a joke about that, kind of.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like all fiction. Like, the bit was like, oh, Mary approached the lion gingerly. And it's like, no, she didn't.
No, she didn't, yeah.
You're fully making that up.
100%.
It was better when we did it just now.
No, I like that bit from you. I feel that, wait, is this your thing that maybe I'm, by the way, my eye is itchy. And you guys are seeing me rub it. But it's not because I'm upset or tired or something like that. It's just itchy. I don't want you to take it as a cue that I'm not enjoying your company. Or whatever. But, okay, so what was I saying? Oh, The Real. Well, there was a time where I had this nannying job where I had to pick a kid up in the West Village. Actually, that kid we worked on together.
Yeah. I tutored the kid, and Natalie nannied
him.
The kid. Yeah.
This kid wanted me dead. It was insane.
Yeah.
The kids were addicted to Charlie, as they should be.
Yeah.
They didn't want me. I mean, they had an amazing nanny before me. They couldn't shut the fuck up about her.
She did crochet. She was pretty cool.
She was like, she would make us laugh and do snacks. I'm like, well, I'm not funny and I don't like snacks. So, And I would have to pick this kid up at school. By the way, he didn't want to pick up. None of his other friends had nannies. So
yeah, he was like old for it. He was old for it,
but they were in a different school, whatever. Most of his kids live closer to school, his friends. Anyways, I would tail them after school because he wouldn't want me to pick him up. Mm-hmm. So I would just like nod and then he would nod and he would walk with his friends and I'd be like... And then we'd be on the subway together and I'd be like, how was school? And he'd be like, I don't know. And I'd be like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? And then sometimes Charlie would be home.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie would be tutoring one of them while I would be with the other one. They were like 11 and 13. Mm-hmm. And the mom would be home.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid would be supposed to be doing cello, and I'd be like, can you practice cello? He'd be like, no. And then his mom was home. So I would be like, okay. And then the mom would be like, yeah, he won't practice cello. And then I would kind of just like stand there while Charlie tutored the other kid, and the other kid didn't practice cello.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on stage right now?
Wait, and also, why were we talking about...
I have very genuinely never gotten lost like that on stage before. I was so deep in the sense memory of the experience. I wasn't caring at all about you guys.
She was there. And the mom,
you
and
probably
the
would
house
just like to be like a grandparent. And your grandkids are like, right. Yeah. You're like, fuck fuck you. Like, you weren't there.
Okay, wait, I have two things to say.
Yeah, cut me the fuck off.
One is that it's crazy because when you're a kid, like, adults are always like, how was school? And you're like, can you think of something fucking else to ask? And now, as a tutor, I'm constantly in a position where I'm asking kids stuff, and I'm literally like, what's your favorite subject? I'm so sorry. Like, this is literally all I got right now.
What's your favorite subject? It's like, what's your favorite worst thing?
Yeah, exactly. What's like your favorite area of work to stand in? It's like so boring.
It's horrible.
But then otherwise, I'm like, anything else comes off as so like desperate. I'm like, what TikToks do you like?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, can't do that.
Yeah, but you probably could.
Charlie's with some kids.
Kids love him, I think.
Some of them do and some of them don't, and that's okay.
Well, the popular ones do.
Yeah. I really had this insight. I was like, you know who I do really well with? It's like popular girls. Popular girls are on, they're like,
that's
I feel like the SAT, and I'm like, totally. Oh.
By the way, case in point, me.
Because you're a popular girl?
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. And then with boys, sometimes I'm kind of like, what? And they're like,
oh,
what?
God.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know!
I literally could never talk to a boy. My
it's
whole
so
life
scary.
To now,
yeah.
I could talk to men,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't talk to boys. Even at the age of 3, when mm-hmm. I'm nannying, like mm-hmm. when I'm alone with a boy, mm-hmm. there's like a play date situation, I'm like, what's up?
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
And you actually have a lot in common with boys, too.
I don't get them.
Right, I think you could, like...
I know.
Do you like Hot Wheels and stuff?
No, I don't like that stuff.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I don't like boy stuff. I like this shirt.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. By the way, completely unintentional,
Stripe
City over here. You guys notice this? All right.
I don't care.
And doesn't it kind of match, like, color-wise, too?
You guys are going to be regretful you don't care about that. That's going to matter
later.
That is
going to be coming back up a lot.
I don't like anything that is like boy. I have two sisters, and in my house, it was just like anything that a boy would like, it was like, don't fucking bring that in this fucking house. Like, we don't want to be playing with boys' stuff.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. Like, we had a perfect life. Like, we never watched anything stupid. We just watched Legally Blonde and Miss Congeniality, and we had everything in the perfect colors, and it was just perfect.
I'm like, so, I have to, it's amazing.
My parents are here. Yeah. You guys nailed that when you did that, like that.
Yeah. I have two brothers, and...
I can't imagine!
Yeah, and by the way, it's like, I literally lived it, and I go home, and they're like, we're watching another James Bond, and I'm like, no!
Oh,
watch something fun! And I actually really was like, I was like, this would be sick if actually there was maybe a little more feminine energy around.
I bet. Oh my
There's
god.
There's so many things where it's like, oh, we would never watch Legally Blonde. No, we wouldn't watch Legally Blonde at home.
That's not fair.
It has to be like a movie where things are really big things are falling down. Where a guy is shooting.
My god. Maybe something's coming up from the water.
A huge thing has to
or
be
like
emerging
a
from the water.
Yeah
exactly. That's
honestly,
kind of
as I'm saying it, that sounds good. Like to
some
see how the water parts around like a giant rocket ship.
And look, like
I'm thinking of Austin Powers, actually. I want to.
And we did watch Austin. I watched Austin Powers with my family, and it was a good middle ground. It was very funny. And I love. I mean, any movie where it's like we met at like okay, movie where a car goes fast. That works for me.
That works for me, too.
Yeah,
that's
we cool. all kind of met on that. I was like,
yeah.
Car's going pretty fast, huh? My brother and my dad are like, pretty fast, that car. And actually, you know what else? Powers. Like, I love power. I love...
Like, superpowers.
Yeah, like telekinesis.
Oh.
Like
Matilda.
Like, two people with different powers.
Yes.
Like, that really lands for me.
Yeah.
And I want it so bad!
Oh.
Wait, if I
which
like,
one do you want?
If I did this and then the glass behind the bar just like broke.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that. Okay. I wouldn't use my powers like that.
You would have to use them for good. You would have to break the glass that's guarding some stolen objects at a museum.
Yeah.
And then you give them back to the country.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, this show gets a little political, okay? We're talking about repatriation, okay?
I'm thinking of like I'm thinking of it the wrong way. You guys don't know that? Because I haven't named the countries. Like,
yeah. Take it from Egypt, bringing it back to England.
England. Exactly. Okay, well, this is a show where
let's explain.
Honestly, we had a Red Bull again, as we always do, and I do feel that I'm going into cardiac arrest. So.
I feel like I can do telekinesis if I really try.
I think that was clear in that moment. So, what'd you do? You did it again?
Yeah.
Silly. Keep my eye on him. So basically, this is a show where we write down our best ideas and then we go over them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have two amazing performers, literally two of our favorite performers in the whole city, to do stand-up for you.
Yeah, it's a good
so
show.
So your lives are perfect.
Yeah. Who here has never been to this show before?
Okay, what have you guys been up to?
Yeah. Where were you January 6th, 2023, which is our last show holiday? We got political again, just like, we're doing it.
That was a tough day, because I was like, I don't care. Is that okay to say?
About like that.
When they were storming the Capitol, like, I was like, I don't care. Like,
wait, you know what I found? I'm like,
it's not bad that they stormed the Capitol. It's bad, like, what they believe.
Right.
But what if, like, my people who I like storm the Capitol? Like, that would be fine.
Yeah, no more.
Like, it's not like you shouldn't not storm the Capitol. You just shouldn't, like, be bad people.
Right. Like, let's be really specific.
Right?
I found out.
Like, it was like, our hallowed halls. Sorry.
Well, my like irreverence of that day was I looked back and I found out that the one thing I tweeted was MSNBC. It's my understanding that MSNBC is NBC for girls. Miss NBC. And I tweeted that like right in the middle of stuff and I was like, you're welcome. Stew on that.
Gotcha.
And I didn't.
Gotcha.
I like looked back at it and I didn't.
MSNBC.
Yeah. I was like, that's funny. But then I had never read the comments. I don't read the comments really on my tweets because it's not really my business. But a lot of the comments are like, do you know what's happening right now? I was like, I think I had some idea, probably. That's where I got the MSNBC stuff.
I wonder if the thing I said was bad. Okay, so we need a volunteer in the front row to read our list.
I did overhear you guys earlier, like, who hadn't been to the show and were sitting in the front row being like, I'm so scared of sitting in the front row of a comedy show. But we do maybe have a job for you.
Yeah, we do.
But it's pretty easy, which is this. We'll give you the list, and then when we cue you, we'll give you the microphone and you'll read the list.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do it, no problem.
No, I can do it.
You're
okay, and what about you? Okay, cool. Okay. What's your name?
I'm Kate.
Kate!
Okay, and what's your name?
Like Kate Upton.
Josh. Okay, we have Josh and Kate. Okay.
Josh and Kate.
Give it up one more time and louder for Josh and Kate.
Okay. We took a long time before this part.
Yeah.
Okay. Kate, will you read my first one?
Absolutely. It says, gay, no hate.
Gay, no hate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my idea, gay, no hate. And the idea is that some of you think you're getting ahead of me, but you're not. I was on my way here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I didn't just make a list on my way here, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, or just this one I did, or whatever. So I was on my way here and I saw this couple walking and it was a boy girl, it appeared to the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Alright. Just plow through, huh? So the girl is like, I can't believe this. And then the boy stops and he's going like this. And then she turns around and she goes, there's nothing on your shoe. And he's like futzing with it. And he's like, blah, blah. And then he walks after her. And I was like, okay. First of all, yeah. Like, complete honesty and communication flowing. And I think, well, it's like, for gay couples,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, there's not really so much room for, like, hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, for girl, like, if there's, like, hate, it's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't hate, like, that girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
How she was, like, they're so angry. That
yeah, like, in a guy-girl couple, like, there's actually a lot of room for hate to flow from the girl to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we hold a lot of space for that, like, King of Queens vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you kind of can be like, yeah, the girl can hate the guy.
Yeah. Society people are like, that's okay.
Yeah, the girl can hate the guy and she can kind of like berate him.
And in a little bit, it's like she should, actually.
Yeah, right.
Like
exactly.
There's some understandings of it where it's like,
it's like
that's how we know it's
working. Stand up for yourself, mama. Like,
yeah.
How many times is he scraping his shoe? Or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, the flow can't go from the guy to the girl.
Right.
That's like illegal.
We marry,
you know? That's genuinely like,
oh my God,
you go to jail.
So upsetting, yeah.
No, it's wrong. But so, but then for gay people, it's like there's not really space. Like,
right.
girl, it's like you're gonna hate a girl. Like, that's fucked up. Like,
right.
Even if you are one, it's like, don't do that. Like,
right.
That's probably my friend or whatever.
Right.
And then for gay guys, it's like, you're gonna hate this like gay guy? Like, that's what about like my gay guy like friends?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, don't like yell at him. Like,
yeah, you know
what I mean? Like, he might be like sensitive or whatever. Like, and so it's like, yeah, there's no hate. So there actually is no hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like that thing. No hate.
No hate. I do think in gay, parentheses, boy couples, like, there is room for, like, snark, you know what I mean? That's, like, mean-spirited. There's room for that, like, I don't know why we would put that there, okay?
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Not in my experience, but I've seen it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Oh, that's what you're wearing? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I know. I would never do that, and in my partnerships it's not like that, but you know.
You've never done that to me.
No.
I don't understand the nature of our relationship. That's what you guys just learned.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not like that, and we're gay guys dating.
We're both wearing striped shirts, so.
What?
Yeah. I'm trying to think about other stuff to add, but I don't know if
no,
I have.
No, do yours.
Okay.
If you would.
Okay.
Josh.
Impossible dishes.
Okay. No,
impossible dishes. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, no. It's just impossible. Like.
Yeah. Listen, it's the thing of when, and this is kind of a metaphor, but sometimes you're like, you know, God forbid you have like two people over for dinner, or like three, you make dinner and it's for three people.
Yeah.
And you just have like a sink full of dishes, and at the end of the night, whatever, they go home and you're just responsible for it, and you're like, what the fuck am I gonna do? It's like, sink is full, it's piled up, and it's like you made like one salad and somehow there's 4,000 plates.
No, it's impossible.
Like six things on the burner that are like crusty. You're like, what the heck? There's no way. There's just no way. And the beautiful thing about it.
Shut up.
Is that you get through it.
Right.
You just do it dish by dish.
Legit.
And I feel
legit.
Right. You're just like,
legit.
How can I do it? You're like, you know what?
Dish by dish.
Exactly. It's the same thing when you move.
Whoa.
Like, moving, you're literally like, all of this stuff, I have to put in other stuff, bring it to a place, a truck or something, drive it to another place, bring it out, reestablish. You're just like, it'll actually never happen.
Yeah.
And the only reason it does happen is because it literally has to. And
That's true.
It having to happen, you just wouldn't do it.
No.
And often, I guess sometimes you don't do it. Sometimes it's like,
right.
I kind of want to move, but like, I fucking can't move. Are you out of your mind?
Well, I moved from an apartment where the people were staying in the apartment, and I did like push it as long as I fucking could. Like, they were like, when are you coming for your rocking chair? You guys, I got this rocking chair. I don't know what the hell to do with it.
Yeah.
I actually got it when my sister was pregnant, and I was like, I got a rocking chair. Like, maybe you wanted to use for the baby. And then before the baby came, she was like, I think we want it. And I was like, actually, I want it. And I kept it, and now I don't know what to do with it.
And now you can't be like, hey, remember that rocking chair? What happened to you wanting that?
Yeah, they're like, we had to buy a chair for that. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Okay.
There's so much stuff like that where I buy it, and I'm like, I'll find you. I don't want it, but it's good, and someone should have it, and I'll be in charge of, like, distributing it. I've, like, actually, stuff that's been in my house since May 2020,
Like towels.
No, but I use those.
Okay.
Because they're towels. And actually, I did redistribute. That was, like, from the set of the nanny.
Reboot.
I can't explain it. I got a bunch of towels.
It.
Okay, thank you.
Charlie's roommate was a PA for the nanny reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's not good because she's a fantastic actor, that woman.
The nanny?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
What go? I didn't watch the reboot. Anyways, but she's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was. Okay. So, I've lost you guys.
So this is why I knew what happened with trying to explain how
I
got a bunch of towels. It's not
whatever.
Okay. But, okay. I'm going to abandon ship.
Okay, me too. Yeah, I totally do.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you guys one more thing. We have an amazing show for you despite what just happened. And I am really excited for you. And we do like to kind of grind things to a complete halt before we bring up our performers for the night. Just bring it. And so is this nice and cold for you?
Yeah.
Is that feeling right?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
It'd be funny if every performer also tries to explain a really long story. Like, it was like the towel thing reminded me. One time I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. No, it was Target. No, I went with a friend, and he was driving, or he had a car, but he was borrowing it from someone.
Wait, this is like, can I say one last idea?
Yeah.
This is my idea of, like, there's certain things, types of stories you have in your life that, like, you clinically cannot get someone to care about unless they're having sex with you.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, the places you've been that you're walking by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, like, my mom used to do yoga there. And you're with a friend, and, like, if the friend's nice, they're like, oh.
Yeah, oh my God.
Like, maybe it adds color, but, like, if you're having sex with someone, like, they're gonna be like, really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't go there anymore?
Yeah.
Because I guess it is a little far from where she lives. Yeah.
Right. So crazy. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, oh yeah, and like, things about, like, friends who, like, are not in your life at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hearing a story about someone who, like, will never come up and has not impacted you. Like, yeah, there was a girl I used to hang out with, and, like, her hair was brown, and then it was, like, red the next year.
When she dyed it, it had, like, a weird red cast.
Right.
But then she made it back to normal.
And your friends are like, what? And sometimes when you're having sex with someone, it can be confusing. Like, you could bring it around your friends by accident, and they're like, no.
Yeah. It's like almost
this.
Reverse. It's
yeah.
like none of the mom yoga stuff here, okay?
Yeah,
really
don't say that to your lover. Okay, I've said not lubies to you guys before we bring up Max
again.
Okay. It's getting unfunny, and I'm like, wait. Okay, guys.
Well, he's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled. He has a show coming up.
Uh-oh.
I think it's...
Oh.
Okay, you want to come on?
You guys! Look who it is!
Wait, do you want to know what we observed? We have a mic over there if you want
to.
All right, I want to say something. And this is honestly genuine and true, but something changed in my life where I, and Natalie, can I speak for you as well here?
Right.
That I've been going to see a lot more theater, and I'm having an amazing time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of off my radar for a while, and I've been having so much fun. And so what a treat that we are being basically sponsored by TodayTix, which is a fabulous way to get tickets to shows, just kind of classic style, but also you can get rush tickets on TodayTix, cheaper tickets. It's just a really fun night out with your friends. Kind of you can do like high-end expensive, like we're going to go see a big, brilliant Broadway show, whatever. Or you can do like kind of a little weird experimental off Broadway. Like they kind of have it all.
Mm.
It's fabulous. It's fun. There's nothing better. Something about theater. It's so fun to like see a show. And then later you walk out and you get to be like, so. Like,
right.
Whether it's good or bad or a mix, whatever. Like who's like it's just a rich, fun thing to talk about.
And it's a great present.
It's a great
present.
Then
you get to experience something with the other person.
Yes, exactly.
And make a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just like, you know, a hat or whatever.
That's right.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. And you can book a show in advance or, this is key, be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
Hey, what did we see recently? You saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
I'm about
that
to see
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And...
Oh my God, I've actually seen so much. I've seen a lot of Sondheim, famously.
Great.
Recently.
List them.
Last year, Sign to the Woods. More recently, I saw Sweeney Todd, which I loved.
TodayTix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Mm-hmm. So go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first TodayTix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. todaytix.com/exploration. You know what? I think you guys are going to really use this one. $20 off a ticket is kind of awesome. And that's the price basically of like you get a drink or two before the show. How fabulous is that? So check it out.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Wait.
Oh.
No, it's okay. I'll get it.
I got it.
I can go.
Okay.
And it's funny because you were like, I can do it, but then you actually put it in, like, through several other chords.
That's classic me, by the way.
Yeah.
Trying to help and, like, fucking it the fuck up.
Right. Yeah.
You look so cute.
Wait, you look so cute.
Can we switch because of the thing discovered?
Yeah, there's sort of, like, a gradient of t-shirt
right.
thing. Yeah.
So this is, like, Max and I have nothing in common until we go through Natalie. It's, like, stripes, and she has the long under the short.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I, as always, always can connect and understand literally everyone. Okie dokie.
Oh, you want me to riff on that? I mean, yeah.
Yes!
And...
All right. You guys, you're going to love Max, okay. So...
No, they're not. They're going to hate it.
No, they're going to seriously let me start clapping.
No, right now. For Max Winner. Okay, stop. Oh, bye. Okay. Okay. So, I'm trying some new stuff. I swear to God, I'm not gonna like talk to you guys up front. I, as you can tell, I'm not that kind of comedian, you know, I'm just really up here. What's your name?
Hey, Katie. How, like the other Katies?
I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. There's like comedians that can come out here and be like, oh my God, what, you know, Michael, like Michael McDonald, da, 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 you know, like do a whole thing, but it's like, I'm not that kind of, but what is your name?
Freddie,
okay. Freddy, you know, Kruger, top, you know. I'm not gonna, like, so stupid. Like, why do people do that? Anyway, it's like, where are you from? Michigan. What do I got there? Beans? You know, it's like, anyway, where are you from, though?
Palo Alto?
Okay. I would never do that. What is your job? Oh, you're a psychiatrist? Well, can you give me some pills, you know, or whatever. Like, stupid. What do you do for work?
I'm a programmer.
Programmer. This show has a program. Does anybody have a gun, actually? Okay. Sorry, I was gonna do a bit with a gun, but it needs to be like a real gun and I don't have one. No one has. Okay, that's fine. Sorry, I'm trying to do more topical stuff. I can't do that kind of, like, people, there are comedians who can, like, watch the news and be like, hey, take this, Nancy Pelosi, or whatever, and I'm just like, Nancy Pelosi did a weird, dry January, dry January, what? You must be talking about January Jones, because her acting is drier than Barbara Walters' skeleton, or, you know, it's like, no, but like, who cares, you know, it's like, dry January, oh, how about, I'll take a martini, you know, it's like, stupid, no one cares about that, dry January, can't believe we dedicated a whole month to my mother-in-law's paw rose. Dry January! Keep me away from the firehouse because those men will make me wet.
Yeah.
Right?
Freddy? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Like, I really don't. Are you okay, though? Okay. If at any point you're like, I actually want you to stop, you can literally say to me, like, please stop. Open book here. Okay. Yeah. So, what's your bagel order?
Egg bagel usually.
Egg bagel. Okay. And so, child at heart. Go ahead. What else is on it?
Chive cream cheese. Chive box.
Do you toast it?
Yes.
Okay. Toasted. Chive cream cheese. Okay. So you think you're a little daring. Locks brings it home. You're at heart. You're a traditionalist. But you throw in the chives to make it feel like you're a little spicy, right? Okay. I'm trying out this thing. You guys, where I'm doing like bagel astrology. Because dry January, where's my Taurus? When is Taurus? May. Okay. I think the bagels tell more. Okay, give me your bagel order. I'm going to try this one more time. It's probably going to fail again. But, you know, I'm just going to give it a shot. What's your bagel order?
Sesame bagel.
Sesame bagel, bisexual, go ahead.
Yes. With eggs.
With eggs?
Yes.
Like scrambled eggs?
Scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And avocado and bacon. I had it this morning.
And avocado and bacon. Okay, so you're not afraid of a little bit of indulgence?
Not at
all. Okay. Okay. Sesame bagel is a good class. That's like, you're like not only like bisexual, but you're like slightly intelligent. You know? I think sesame says, you know, well, there's of course the open sesame quality of it, right? Like, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing in this city, right? I'm moving on. Okay. So modern society. Modern society starts clapping. He's like, get off the stage. Modern society is pretty cool. I caught myself buying soil the other day, and I was like, imagine what my ancestors would think. Like, they'd be like, wow, that's actually the only thing I don't need. You know? Like, pretty much all I have actually is dirt, and you're out here. They're like, no, it's fine. I just went by boat, risking my life at age 13, never saw my family again, so that you could go by dirt. Cool. I found out that, so I'm Jewish, and I found out, also, I'm resting the microphone on my chin. I never do that. I never do that. Something's in the air tonight. I'm having a stroke. That's all it is. I found out that one of my great-grandmothers was in fact not Jewish, but Italian. And like no one knew until like quite recently. And I was like, so you're telling me that around the turn of the last century, there was a woman who was like not Jewish, but was like, shh, don't worry, it'll be great. You know, it's like, you don't have to make things harder for yourself. And she's like, no, I like it. Isabella Rossellini? She's Isabella, my great-grandma's Isabella Rossellini. I like to live on the wild side. How many more minutes does that light indicate, by the way?
Like two.
Like 2 minutes, okay. Skipping ahead, I was just about to put my book into the popcorn chips. Popcorner chips. Wow, brand. This is okay. So I've been getting a lot of like crazy Instagram ads. Hello, modern society. There's this one that keeps recurring where like. It's for like a car vacuum, like a little vacuum, and there is every time it's the same scenario where someone has thrown wild rice all over the car, all over the inside of the car, and it's not white rice, it's not brown rice, it's wild rice, like the speckly kind, you know. And it just seems to keep happening to this woman, you know? And I just keep imagining, like, what is happening that this woman keeps going, oh, God! You know, like, and she's, like, walking back from the co-op, you know, like, she, a bit harried, you know, her mind's somewhere else, you know, like, her son is, you know, not doing so great in school, you know, and her husband is, you know, he's out of the country right now for work, and, you know, and she's a therapist, mind you, right? And so, you know, and she's thinking, like, you know, I have so many problems in my life, can I be expected to solve other people's, you know, and she was just the co-op, and she has her, you know, her, like, bulk wild rice, right, you know, and she's, like, and she's rushing, she's thinking, oh, God, I don't know if I can handle this client later. He's just like, I'm so talkative. She trips and wild rice goes everywhere. And she goes, oh, God damn it. You know, it's Juliette Lewis. Oh, God damn it. Ah, you know, that's my Juliette Lewis impression. You know, and she's like, and she thinks, oh, God, there's wild rice everywhere. And just, oh, thank God I have my filth demon. I can't say dirt devil because legal reasons. So, I have my filth demon here. And then right when she's like getting it out to do it, a guy runs up with a camera and is like, stop. Can I film this for an ad? And she shakes her head, you know, and she's like, And she's like, yeah, I mean, sure. And she vacuums all the wildest out of every crevice. And he's like, get under there. She goes, okay, great. I think I had an ending to that. Okay, there's one more ad that I want to tell you about before I get off the stage. Thank you so much for being so flexible with me right now, by the way. This is literally treating you guys like this is an open mic. There's one other ad that I kind of ad that I get a lot, which is that I'll be on like Grindr and doesn't want that this mic stand is like get off stage. I'll be on Grindr and those that app has a lot of gnarly ads. And it'll be like, it's always for these games, right? It's always for these stupid fucking games. And like a guy will, like a hot guy will hit me up and he'll be like, hey, you like head? You like getting head? Whatever. And I'll like click the window to respond. But first, Grindr is like, oh no, the fish is ugly. She will have to redecorate her castle or else the orphan must be shaved. You know, which one will you choose? Her mother is collapsing under the weight of the pennies, you know. And then, you know, and then I'm like, yeah, I love head, you know. Okay, bye guys. That was funny.
Is that true?
That is what it's like.
That's adorable beyond belief.
It is. Like, there's, like, a whimsy. There's almost, like a slapstick quality to those ads. It is like, oh, no!
Yeah.
She's always, like, accidentally shaving her head. You guys heard it. You know, like that.
She's hilarious. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, she's funny.
I remember from back in my day on Hinge, like, that sometimes when you're swiping, it's like all of a sudden you're swiping on, like, a bagel company.
Yeah.
And you're like, well...
Oh, that's pretty evil.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to say something else. When I was nannying the 6-year-old one time... By the way, why am I over here?
Something really shifted.
Isn't it feeling wrong?
I also have a lot... Because I'm going to do a set and I need the projector, so I actually have a lot of work
to do. So why
don't
you go and I'll tell them about this thing? Because okay, no one's going to like it anyway, so...
Okay.
Okay, so basically I was nannying the 6-year-old and I really didn't enjoy my job and I actually wanted to literally not exist the entire time I was at work because I found the kid to... Actually, no. No hate. So, speaking of which, like, whatever. So, like, you know, sometimes you're gay and you think you're gonna, like, teach a kid something? And, like, one time this kid, like, we were reading a book that had, like, a gay couple. I mean, I think it was, like, a knight and, like, something gay. And, she was like, two boys, like, getting married? Like, that you can't have that. And I was like, okay, this is, like, my fucking moment. And I was like, actually, you can. They do that. And she was like, it's gross. And I was like, no, it's not. And she was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, I don't know what to say, actually. I'm completely tapped out. Whoa. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I got it ready.
Do you want to
Did you guys?
It?
What do you
or,
mean?
No, we'll talk first.
Sure.
Okay. Let me say the original thing. So I would constantly have this kid watch TV and play on her iPad because I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And kids do very well with screens, okay?
It's an intuitive connection they have.
It literally makes them happy as fuck, and there's nothing bad about it.
Wait, it's actually crazy because you can see pre-verbal kids, like, knowing how to use an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, so there's something going on in there. Like, they're literally, like, they're turning it on. They're like, swipe.
They're like, unlock, make screen turn, brightness exactly. up, volume down. Yeah.
They're like,
they're smart. No, they're
like,
really
the Wi-Fi isn't working. They're like waddling over to the Wi-Fi. They're unplugging it.
They're like looking for the Wi-Fi. They like share it from your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
AirDrop, like, elbow on the TV. They're like,
watching it. Oh my god, they're finding a charger, plugging it in.
And we're talking like 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. They get it quick.
Anyway, so the 6-year-old would be, by the way, this is going to be a podcast.
Did you guys know that?
Literally all I do is get on stage, talk about the horrendous stuff I've done in the workplace, and then ask Charlie to edit it out. Yeah. Anyways, the 6-year-old will be playing on the iPad.
Or like embarrassing stories about like particular and identifiable people from Natalie's past.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Not you guys. Don't get all scared.
Yeah.
It's usually I did something embarrassing, but sometimes it's not. Okay. So I would give her the iPad. She'd be playing like a regular kid game on it, and then the ads would come up. Mm-hmm. Of little games like what Max was describing, and then she would like start playing those games, but she'd be playing so quietly sitting away from me. I would be so happy, I wouldn't care and check. And then I would come back and she would be playing a game where it's like someone is like in a Bratz doll outfit stepping on a conveyor belt, and every time she like steps the right way her heels get bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And she's getting taller and taller and taller, and she's wearing like 20 inch like hooker heels and like chomping down the thing, and it's like Halsey's playing, and I'm like, is this wrong? Like it's hitting on a couple things that feel not kid-like, but I think we're technically safe if the mom's gonna walk in the room.
I don't know.
Okay.
That is crazy to me. Like, well, those games in that genre of stuff where it's like, that's got to be bad, right?
You can't totally.
Because it's so fun for a kid that you're like, actually, nothing should be that fun at that point in your life.
Right.
I don't know, though, actually. So.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do our list.
Okay.
Kate, can you read my next one, please?
Nap Doula.
Okay, this is Nap Doula. Thank you, Kate.
I don't want to do mine after. Can I have a private conversation for 1 second?
Sorry.
I don't want to do mine right after.
Okay, so you just do mine and then we'll do the same thing?
Okay.
Great.
Sorry.
So basically,
how was it when we left just now?
You guys are immediately like to each other. Okay, so Naptula basically it's just like the thing that like why do naps feel like so bad, mm-hmm. but our body wants to do them, but mm-hmm. then when you wake up you feel like you're gonna die. Mm-hmm. Every time I wake up from a nap I need to eat right away. Do you guys have that? Mm-hmm. I wake up completely famished. Doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I have to eat like basically like a full chicken. And I feel like part of what is so bad about waking up from a nap is like you just need help with that transition, and there should be a person like a doula who like helps you come from your nap and like
sweetie.
Back into exactly.
That's what you want.
Hi, I cut up some papaya.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch a video on your phone for 10 minutes and then I'm gonna come back and put the lights a little brighter, mm-hmm. and then we're gonna go back to work.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they're like, I know.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Come on, come with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that does sound nice.
That doesn't feel nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just to
that
be
better?
Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to wake up sometimes. Yeah, it's okay.
Today I woke up from a nap and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I went to the living room and like right away when like my mouth was still like going to one side and I was like stammering around and my roommate was sitting there. I was like, is that my phone? She was like, no, it's my phone. I was like, and then I came back an hour later and I was like, sorry about that, what you saw, what I did.
Well, Natalie came into the show tonight and was like, sorry, I had a nap thing. It went weird.
It was so weird, the nap I took. I could have used a lot of help.
Yeah.
I woke up fucking confused and upset.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't.
Yeah.
By the way, none of you were.
Yeah. My thing with naps is that I haven't taken one in like 15 years.
Oh, so that's why you hate it.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean...
Well, I just don't have anything, because I'm like, I think because they're so weird, I'm like, I opt out.
But don't you ever accidentally take them?
No. I barely, on purpose, fall asleep ever.
Wow.
Like, it's so hard for me to... So, actually, the idea of being like, I'm just going to quickly, like, take an hour-long nap, I'm like, that's my falling asleep time. Like, I never fall asleep within an hour of trying. Aww.
In college when I like was staying up all night to like do work, like literally play 2048 for like I would like take a Vyvanse, play 2048 for like 16 hours. And then the sun would rise and I'd be like, what was I gonna do? Like there's like an essay or something. And I actually remember the first time that happened to me, I was like really scared, and then this other girl in my sorority was like posted in our Facebook group, like, guys, do not play 2048 if you're on study drugs. Like, I just lost a day. Like, that's good to know.
That's funny. No, this is one of those things that makes me really aware of, like, you know, everybody's like, I'm actually pretty different than other people. But the way people talk about naps, I'm like, what the fuck is going on with you? Like, I cannot do that at all. And also, I'm like, aren't you worried about, like, your life or something? Like, you can just, like, put it away for an hour?
Right.
Good luck. I mean...
I can. Well, I was gonna say in college when I was like not sleeping really at all, I would be able to fall asleep on like a bus.
Right.
Like I'd be like a public bus. I'd be like.
No, something about me. I'm kind of like I need to stay up in case of attackers or maybe danger. On an overnight flight, I'm like, no, I'm watching. It's okay. I'm just making sure everyone's good. Is that okay? Useless.
That's funny. But by the way, one day it will pay off.
Yeah, one day there will be an attacker.
You know what I mean? And Charlie's gonna be ready.
That would be crazy because it's like there's an attacker. I'm like, you guys.
Right.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Yeah. No, but
everybody's
that's,
like,
wait, the boy in the town who runs and says wake up is a very important boy.
Thank you.
That's historically accurate.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, it pays off.
I was thinking on the way here. I was walking here, and a bike was coming at me, and I went like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I really freeze.
I look like the sign, we'll kind of recognize it.
Like when something is like, and like in a car too, like it's like if you need to speed up to get away something, I'm like I slow down. I don't know. I just freeze, and sometimes freeze is the right one, right? Like if there's a bear or something. So for it's like a broken clock. Like
yeah.
I'm gonna be good when there's a bear.
Yeah. And when a car
is coming at me.
A lot of animals do that with car. You do, because you're kind of like,
right.
You see a car coming at you, and you're kind of like, hold on, let me figure this out.
Yeah.
Let me think, do I wanna go that way or that way? Let me kind of look and see what makes
sense. My feeling, honestly, and I'm realizing this now, is actually I'm kind of like, let me stay here and really show that I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, to be like, hello. Like, don't hit this.
Oh my god. My grandmother, I have a grandmother who lives in Paris. She's from Paris, and she lives. I didn't really need to say that for the story, but I did. All right.
You guys are glad
to cool.
Know.
But she lives right next to a very busy, wide, like, kind of boulevard, and she. Like truly will jaywalk like no problem, active cars, and she will just go like, what are they gonna do, hit me? And she walks like this.
No.
And we'll cross truly like six lanes of traffic and cars are just stopping. And I'd be with her like, ah! Scared for my life.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's something you develop.
She puts her chest out, she's like
she's cool.
Yeah.
Alright, let me let you do your thing.
Yeah.
Guys, your next performer is amazing. He's one of my favorite guys ever. Start clapping right now. Give it up for Charlie Bardet.
What's up, everybody? Give it up for Natalie and Charlie. Lighting-wise, what's better, here or here is not so good? This is better, because it's confusing when the light's on the face. Alright. That's actually, no, I'm like, oh no, but actually that's perfect, this is where all my stuff is. Well, okay, I wanted to talk about some stuff. Actually, it's funny, we were talking about like the family that both Natalie and I like worked for, and I have a joke about them, which I'll do, because why not? So I'm a math tutor, and I tutor other stuff too, but I tutor a lot of math. And for a long time, I didn't tell, like when I would tutor, wouldn't tell them that I did comedy because I was embarrassed, whatever. And I started kind of recently telling them because what I found out was that they're actually obsessed with it. Like the families I tutor are all like, oh my God, that is so amazing, what you do. So I was telling that mom that we worked with together, you know, when I kind of started working with her, she was like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, you know, I do, comedy, actually, stand-up comedy, and I have a show, you know, not so far away from here, you know, a lot of it's pretty fun and cool, and she was just like, oh my God, that is so amazing, I mean, what you do is so important, and it is so, like, powerful, and it's so brave, it takes so much bravery and creativity, I mean, you really should be feel so proud of yourself, and, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, you're right, thank you, I'll take it, And to be polite, I kind of asked, I was like, oh, and what do you, like, do, or whatever? And she was like, oh, what do I mean, well, first of all, obviously, I'm a mom. And second of all, I'm an immunobiology researcher. And it's funny, actually, today, the team I lead, the team of researchers I lead, I'm in charge of them, we got the results back from a clinical trial we ran for a new Ebola medication, the Ebola virus, we developed a medication, we got the results back from it, and it actually works. So we cured Ebola today. Not, you know, sort of like,
you know, so you sort of have your thing, I have mine, right? Everybody has their own kind of lane, right, to make society better, right? And, you know, some people gotta be curing diseases, they're doctors, and people say laughter's medicine too, you know what I mean? It's not, in this case, quite as targeted, perhaps. Not as specific a medication, but still pretty good. Anyway, that was the mom of the kid. So she was pretty busy and was like, can you guys take care of it? Anyway, I'm a tutor, and I wanted to talk about some stuff I was thinking of and sort of, I have this thing recently with words where, do you guys know what a portmanteau is? Good. For those who don't know, portmanteau is like a word that's like two words together. So I made some new ones. So I wanted to share that. And it's relevant because it's sort of teaching style. You guys get it? I want this off the stage, but there's nothing I can do about that. All right. Okay, the first one is gore. Do you guys know what gore is a portmanteau for? Anybody have any idea? Going to the store. That's what you say. Okay. Shard, anybody have any ideas? And you get shirts that go hard. This one's a little tricky. Darkness. Any guesses? It's democracy dies in darkness. It's the Washington Post tagline or something. Okay. Here we have wit. Little three-word cute one. 6 points in Scrabble. All right, next. It's Wait For It. It's a song from Hamilton. All right. Hell, common word. We invoke it all the time. People don't know. It's a portmanteau for Her Smell. It's an Elizabeth Moss film about an aging rocker. All right. Banks. Banks is short for banana planks. All right. Sounds pretty dumb. Okay, I wanted to talk about one other thing, which was kind of relevant to something we were talking about before, which was I've had this problem recently where I've been really, really into TikTok in sort of a scary way a little bit. I find it really chemically addictive, actually, because it's amazing because it's constant stimulation, feels so good. I'm getting... and it's not so flattering what shows up on my TikTok. I recently had... I'm watching a lot of Family Guy on there. I don't know what to say. And not just Family Guy, but have you guys seen this thing where it's... If you don't know, it's pretty dark, but it's Family Guy, so... It'll be like the screen will be split in two, and the top part of it is Family Guy, and the bottom part of it is somebody is like footage from a mobile game, like we were talking about. And I think the idea of it is that like just watching a clip from Family Guy is actually not enough to hold your attention, so you need like a second kind of thing to like bounce back and forth from, and it's pretty dark-sided because it works really well. And I watch pretty much all of them. Family Guy's pretty misogynistic, and here I am still consuming the content. And recently, I got to a point where it was. Like, I was like, huh, a lot of these are showing up. And I scrolled through and checked, and it was 12 videos in a row on my feed were all Family Guy and, like, the little mobile games. Haunting stuff. anyway, so what I do, did I want to say anything else? No, not really. Well, the thing is, so I learned that for me to control my TikTok usage, basically what I have to do is I have to fully delete it from my phone when I'm not using it. And go through kind of, it's like a pretty laborious, like, I have to use it, I have to download it, put in my information. There's a million, like, pop-ups that are like, we're going to sell your information. And I have to be like, yes, 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 okay, go. But it's the only way, because otherwise, literally, it's like when I just have it on my phone, I'll, like, absentmindedly like take it out and then just be frozen in place for an hour and a half. Hunched over in a doorway like a lizard in danger. Okay. So anyway, this is what I wanted to talk about. So when you log back in to TikTok, or when like one of the parts of the process is they send you a confirmation code. And I used to do this bit that was like me sort of doing like kind of tarot readings of the confirmation codes I've gotten. So I wanted to do it again, but with all, these are all just like from TikTok, like various confirmation codes. And sort of just me kind of getting a read on the vibe of the confirmation code. Does everybody understand? Okay. You're with me? Okay. So this is one that is from this Tuesday. And you guys, this happens maybe like 3-4 times a day where I'm deleting, undownloading, pretty scary stuff. So this one is 018307. The vibe of this one to me is like, do you know when someone like gives you advice who's like more senior than you and you're kind of like, okay, but I actually don't value your advice and I don't want to be where you are? That's like 018 is like the young one and 307 is like, what's going to happen? And 18 is kind of like, you need to back off because I don't want to end up like you. Does that track at all? Okay. This one is 704166. To me, this is the thing of when, I wonder if this will be a stretch. Do you know in like a movie, sometimes a supervillain will take on a young protege and like they'll develop almost like a quasi like parent-child relationship? 704 is obviously the villain. 166 is like the child protege. And it's sort of like, you know, the 166 is doing like the bidding of 704, and then like in the climax of the movie, sorry, like, but 166 actually dies. And it's the first time they humanize 704, because you're like, wow, 704 really cares about something. And it gives the movie a little bit of complexity. And this was Friday, January 13th. Okay. This next one is 68882. Whoa, and I heard that. And that's right, because to me this one is about pestilence. And the spreading of the plague of the eight. It's just kind of overtaking it. Okay. I was watching The Last of Us. All right. This one is 086238. This one is, do you know the thing of when like the various townspeople come together to overthrow the mayor? You guys know that dynamic? But then the mayor has actually like secret spies, the eights again. Yeah. All right. This is a very, and by the way, if like you're a big fan of eight, you might want to step the fuck out. Because this one is 899448. To me, this is eights doing dog fighting with nines and fours. Sorry, I went there. All right, this is the last one. This is 077456. I don't know how much. Okay, this one is when you like, sometimes you start from zero and you're like really ambitious and you go to seven, but it kind of doesn't like work out. It's like, build it up slowly. You know what I mean? You're not just gonna get to seven. 456, right? Do the steps. Sometimes we think, oh, I bet you if I just pick up watercolors, I'm gonna be amazing at it. You won't. You need to study, all right? Okay, that's pretty, do I have more time? Okay, well, let me do one more thing, I guess, which is that I like to do this, so I should have warned you guys before. Does anybody have any confirmation codes on their phone? And I'll try to do a live, like, reading of it to tell you. And you can tell me also if you're having a problem, or I can kind of just give you...
I have a problem!
Okay, whoa, okay. Yeah, what's the... Well, but you also have a confirmation code for me to, like, give you advice based on? Is it a number from your phone? No. Okay.
4-4-4-4-5-7-4-4.
Is that a real number? It has to be a real number. Take a second and I'm going to do someone else. I'll come back to you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's 949-595.
Okay. Whoa. Oh my God. 949
595.
Yeah. You, here's what's, okay. Does everybody hear it? 949-595. It's like you and someone really close to you in your life are going through completely opposite situations, and you need to understand each other. Maybe you just broke up with someone, and someone else in your life just, like, got broken up with. And it's like, how do we come together and meet? But actually, they're both valid. Yeah, that's right, right? I knew it. All right. All right, I'll end there. Thanks, everybody. Natalie.
Thank you guys for chatting.
Thanks, everyone. Do you want to be on this side?
Thanks. It's really amazing what you can do. Actually, really, I can't believe it. You guys, give up!
Thanks.
I spent a day with Charlie the other day and some people, and we like all paid for different stuff, and we were trying to figure out like how to do the money at the end of the day. Everyone was saying what they paid for, blah, 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 and it was like, oh my God, this is so complicated. It was all different amounts, and it was like, I was like, if only there was someone who like loved numbers and like figuring stuff out to take on this workload.
Yeah.
And then you did.
I kind of didn't, actually.
But you said you would.
Yeah, well, you know what? I kept being like, I need someone to say, I need everybody to say again their numbers,
yes,
and then nobody did.
And no one did.
And the thing is, and this is maybe bad, because actually a lot of the people who are part of that experience are here, mm-hmm. I paid the least, and so I actually owe everybody money, so I'm really working uphill with my motivation for figuring it out, because the end result is going to be me paying a lot of people, like, a bunch of $20.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. You know, it's...
But, we all went in on a jet.
But sometimes randomly, like, it's really hard to do the... Like, you know when you, like, are, like, doing, like, freelance, whatever, and you just, like, won't bill someone because mm-hmm. it's just, like, too hard? Yeah. And they're like, what is this? Yeah. Like, why? And you're like, I don't know. Like, I can't figure it out. Like,
I had an experience where I used to do these, like, videos for BuzzFeed.
But we actually both did, and then they actually ceased working with me.
And eventually me too, but I held out a little longer.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
But we had the job. Well, the job was react to TikToks.
Yeah. Awesome.
They were like, it's reacting to news, and their news was like a TikTok of a guy who like builds a roller coaster in his backyard.
Yes.
And I would be, you'd be like,
which is the real news, by the way.
And your job, I would be like, I'd be like, that's crazy. My dad would never do that. And
yeah.
They'd be like, awesome, thank you. And anyway, I found out at the end of the year, I like randomly was like, wait, like I feel like I'm missing like kind of some checks from that. And then I double checked and had to contact them, and basically just spent like 14 hours going through various bureaucracy and found out that they owed me like $1,300.
Whoa.
And it literally, they were like, yeah, sorry about that. And I was like, thank God I like randomly checked.
Well, to BuzzFeed Incorporated, it's nothing.
Right.
Of course. Oh, you guys work for BuzzFeed? Yeah. Whatever. I need to reconnect with you guys because I was gone for so long. Hi. How are you? You're well.
Yeah. Do you want to do your thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Should I warm it?
Yeah, just it's been Natalie coming.
Okay. Okay. You guys! you guys are in for such a treat. I love her so much, and I know you guys do too, because or else why wouldn't you be here? She's working on stuff. She has amazing ideas. It's really an honor for all of us to watch her work. Please start clapping right now for the incredible Natalie Rotter-Lehman, everybody.
Aw, sweet. Keep it going for Charlie Bardet, you guys. That was so sweet. Aw. You guys know how like numbers have like feelings? I do his thing. No, I'm kidding. I can't do that. When I was younger, I tried to have a favorite number, but it was so phony. You know what I mean? I was like, 4. And it was like, that's not true. You know what I mean? Like, it was so hard to be younger because everything was really intense. Like, I was just thinking the other day, like, we would judge each other so intensely. Okay. Like girls, you know what I mean? Can I say something? I took a hip-hop class in 5th grade. And I remember like driving home with like the carpool for the hip-hop class and being like, I bet all my friends think I'm fucking horrible at hip-hop. And it's like, yeah, I was. Like, for sure. Why was I in a hip-hop class? It's just like, it's not fair. Because when you're younger, you like just like do stuff. And it's like, yeah, they are thinking you're horrible at hip-hop. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. And by the way, some of them were really good. Okay. So I just have some stuff to talk about, but it's pretty rough. So just I'm asking for a generosity spirit, for a spirit of generosity. Okay. So what's going on with me? Well, wouldn't you like to know? I'm wearing an amazing outfit. Okay. Basically, my thing right now is I'm reading the Da Vinci Code. It's like, got it. You know what I mean? Says a lot. But basically, the thing, who's read it here? Yeah, and like, how old were you when you read it? Right. So I also read it in middle school, and I loved it. And now I'm rereading it, and I'm realizing like I was a fucking like savant, because I can't read this book. It's hard. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of pages. It's big. It's thick. I'm like, how did I know how to read this? I literally am like gobsmacked that I ever did it. And I'll tell you one further. I'm actually not reading it. I'm listening to the audiobook. I tried to read it and I actually couldn't swing it. I would fall asleep incessantly. I could not get through it. You know, it's like the nun, the church, the priest, the whatever the fuck. I was like, what are you guys talking about? Now I'm listening to it and I'm feeling addicted. I'm listening to 4 to 5 hours of Da Vinci Code every day. And I also, I'm at an interesting crossroads because I also just started Zoloft. And it's working. Or the Da Vinci Code is really fucking good. And it's like too many variables at once. I don't know if I'll ever know, you know. Until the Da Vinci Code ends, which I hope it never does. And quite frankly, I can't imagine it getting there. Then I'll find out if it was the Da Vinci Code or the Zoloft, but for now, it's like, everyone just keep doing what you're doing. And it's like, I don't know if like the Da Vinci Code gave me this like zest for life, you know, curiosity about my people, being humanity, by the way, and artists. It's like, artists, I know, but whatever. You can say that. Okay. Artists, it's like, really, it's like, they, like, paint and they make stuff about, like, stuff that's, like, happened, and it's, like, not exactly this, but it's fine. So, where were we? Anyways, I'll never know if it's the Da Vinci Code that, like, made me feel, like, ready to, like, take medication. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I want to be, like, a citizen of the world. You know what I mean? I want to be there. I want to do it. You know what I mean? I want to find the clues. Or if the Zoloft was, like, giving me the boost to be like, I love this book. You know what I mean? Because they really happen at the same time. The third thing that's also happening is at the same time as I've been every day taking a Zoloft pill, listening to the Da Vinci Code for 5 hours, I've been eating a frozen mac and cheese. And so that's another thing where I'm like, this could be an enormous factor. And I have no idea. And they could be interacting, right? It could be like, my body could actually be like violently against Zoloft, but something about the like chemicals in the frozen mac and cheese like sedates the part that makes me feel insane and makes me calm enough to listen to my perfect show. Whatever. The thing about the frozen mac and cheese is I thought that I would be over it by now. I was having it, I was wanting it every day, and I want it because the kid I nanny eats it for dinner. And then I had this insane craving for it, like after I had it, after I watched her eat it one day, because she never shares. And by the way, if the mom wasn't there, I would obviously take some. Not insane, but the mom is there, so you can't. So I came home and I had my own. I was like, okay. She throws a tantrum every day that she doesn't get to have mac and cheese. And I think it like did something to me psychologically, because now if I don't have it, I feel sick. But I don't have a mommy at home, so I have it every day. And I'm also engaging with food freedom and intuitive eating, so it's like, you want it, you got it, baby. Like, this is coming right up. There was something scary about, like, I remember one time buying like a microwave burrito, burrito, whatever, a microwavable burrito, and reading the instructions, and it was like, okay, take out of package, like put on a plate, like 2 minutes, flip, 2 minutes, then serve. It's like, serve to who? I'm like, no, we're eating this alone. Like, this is not, you're like, put a napkin over your arm and you like run around to the other side of the table, put it down for yourself, go back and eat it. Serve. Yeah. Anyways, and I have to kind of say something to my roommates now. I'm like, still on the mac and cheese. Because it's like, weird, it's weird, and it has like a very pungent smell. Fills the house. And tonight I had a mac and cheese, frozen mac and cheese, and strawberries cut up. Like, that is exactly what the kid eats. It looks so fucking good. And it's like, I don't know. Like, you want what you can't have, and they won't let me have it. So I can't stop eating it. I want all the food she makes. Now I also eat, whatever. She is an amazing eater. I love her food. Okay. Mac and cheese. Yeah. I think, I took the Zoloft because I was having a lot of anxiety in my life since I was born, and there was a while where I was like, well, what if like it's like the thing, you know, people are like, what if you're not, like, if you're happy from the pill, like, what if it's not real? It's like, I don't care. I don't care if my life is real. You know what I mean? Like, I literally don't care because I'm living it. Like, when people are like, oh, life is a simulation, I'm like, I don't care. I'm in it. Is it gonna stop? Or am I gonna have to change simulations? Or if it's just a simulation, like, then let's just do it. Truman Show or whatever, I'm like, I don't care. I would be like, that's okay, then this is the show. Like, in the Matrix, they're like, take the blue pill. I know that's about Nazis now, but just pretend for a second. I'm always like, I don't want that pill. Right? See, this is where I lose people. Because I'm like, what do I want to go see myself in that tube with the hose in my head? How depressing is that? What if I just walk around and I don't know that my real body is somewhere with a hose in its head? You guys haven't seen The Matrix. Clearly. No, I'm worried that it's like too much of a metaphor and I've said something really scary that I don't know about. But hey, okay, so what if I did? So I don't care about the pill stuff now. I don't like that, like, maybe there'll be all these side effects, but that's not my business. There's no joke there. I'll just keep on letting you know how it's going. It is crazy, like, a psychiatrist is always like, oh my God, like, you should go on this, like, pill. And then you're like, okay. And they're like, and if that doesn't work, there's like 400,000, 800 million other pills that we can try. And you're like, oh, okay, but I'm 28, so I don't want to try that many. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to keep doing that. Okay. So last thing here is basically, oh, there's two things. There's this other method that I use besides medication and therapy that works if you're, like, feeling upset that I want to share with you guys. That's basically, like, if you're worried about something and you're, like, kind of talking about it going on, if you can say whatever with enough force, you can actually stop it dead in its tracks. You totally can. It's crazy. It has to be the right combination of force and the thing not being, like, that bad, you know what I mean? But if you're like, oh, my boss is mad at me, and I, you know, I just really don't know how it's gonna go, and I, you know what? Whatever. It actually can click something for you that can set you free. And the sad thing is that sometimes, like, you'll try it, and it, like, actually won't work, and you're like, oh, okay, wrap it up. And you're like, yeah, and my boss is just, like, mad at me, blah, blah. You know what? Whatever. Yeah, so it's just feeling stressful because it's like, oh, you're in it. Okay, let's bring back Charlie out. Yay, Charlie, my bro. What's up?
Wasn't she so good? Yay! Natalie came in today and was like, she's like, I have nothing.
Right.
I was like, huh, interesting.
Well, I'm like a pool shark.
Yes, yeah. I see.
Okay, so we're in a rush now, right?
Yeah, can I do my second thing?
Yeah,
I'll do it
sure.
Quick. Okay, Josh. Oh, sorry, no, I know.
I'm ready.
He is ready.
We want to get you guys to your either next event or home, whatever it is. Okay.
Not
the
home.
Arbitrariness of Roku City.
Okay, it was, well, some people can go home, it's okay.
Okay.
I might go home after this, is really what I'm saying. Okay, the idea was the arbitrariness of Roku City. Slang. Okay. Do you guys know what I'm kind of getting at?
I think they fucking do.
It's a thing of, like, other, like, smart TVs. It's like they have, like, wow, like, the imagery is like, here's a forest, here's a beautiful city, like, a gorgeous drone shot. And Roku City's like, you'll be looking at this purple shit, like, forever.
I don't know about that. It's its own city.
Well, Roku City. Wow. You guys know about Roku City.
Yeah.
Roku City is like...
And they love it.
Yeah. Roku City is when you have a Roku, maybe you don't have it. It's like...
I don't.
The imagery that's behind it is just like one kind of city, and it, like, gestures towards the idea of being fun. It'll have, like, look, there's a dinosaur, but mostly it's just like the same. It's like...
I love it.
It's just like flat city imagery, and it reminds you of the thing of just like in life, you're kind of like... Like, my bedroom window looks out onto, like, kind of an alley, and there's, like, a stool, and the stool's fallen over, and nobody's really gonna come fix the stool, and I'm like, that's what I got, all right.
They're like, oh, well, there's gonna be so much dynamic change. So it's like, yeah, just this stool. That's what you. And it's like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'll live in this apartment forever. And then it's just like every day I'm like, there she is. She's not gonna sit back up.
No.
That stool's down.
Yeah.
And Roku City is just like, you're there. You're like, I guess this is what I'm looking at. That's the idea.
I love Roku City.
You
like
gotta
to go.
You'll see it, and you're gonna be like, oh, it's not as good as I thought. It's gonna be boring.
That's pretty much the show. Thanks for coming.
We have a few things to say.
Yeah, and by the way, you should take pictures of us to post them.
And on that note,
do that right now because it's over.
Yeah, and it's Be Real right now, so if anybody has service. Actually, I want to do mine. Will you guys be in it?
It's very Ellen, remember?
Yeah.
It was genuinely very funny when she did that. I know she's whatever.
She's compelling and knew how to use media.
And her stand-up was really good.
And you you guys are looking awesome.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, and then guys, we love you
exactly
so much.
It looks exactly what you think it would look like.
Okay. And you can come to our next show next month, and you can listen to our podcast.
Okay.
And
thank you to our guests. Thank you to Union Hall. Sorry we're late. And thank you to you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.